What's the matter?
Nothing. I'm just I'm thinking about, we got a guest coming up here in a couple seconds.
He looked a little perturbed.
He was Hadley in Shawshank Redemption, one of the great movies that's aired probably more than any other movie ever. You know, he was the really bad guard. Remember on the roof when they were tarring the roof?
Yep.
And he, Andy Dufresne said something about, do you trust your wife? And the guard pulled a nutty and almost threw Andy Dufresne off the roof. John Clancy is coming here in just a couple seconds. And here's the Hadley scene.
You're that smart banker would kill his wife, aren't you? Why should I believe a smart banker like you?
So I can end up in here with you?
It's perfectly legal. Go ask the IRS. They'll say the same thing. Actually, I feel stupid telling you this. I'm sure you would have investigated the matter yourself.
Yeah, I don't need no smart wife killing banker to tell me where the bear's buckwheat.
The bear apparently poops in the buckwheat.
Oh.
It's funny. Buckwheat, everybody. Buckwheat, everybody relax.
I was going to say, you yell at me for my beeps.
I never did this SpongeBob thing. I never did the SpongeBob
because
thing.
You weren't, SpongeBob wasn't
no,
happening.
No,
I'm trying not
wasn't
to.
Wasn't the thing.
Trying
wasn't,
not to.
Wasn't the thing. You know? Did you watch it?
Oh, did I watch it? No, the kids watched it. But it was on.
But I got sucked in. Oh, I'd watch episodes.
Absolutely. Yeah. In the beginning, it was very funny. And then towards the end, his SpongeBob's voice just rips right through you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I was glad when they were out of it.
It wasn't it something that, you know, older teenagers were smoking weed to?
Yes.
And watching that stuff.
Yeah, and
he was in Highlander. I think he was Kurgan from Highlander. He's been in a million things. And he just had a great role in Billions on Showtime, which is pretty awesome. His middle name is Clancy, is in parentheses. So I don't, maybe he goes by that, I don't know. But we'll find out. He'll join us any second. Emergence is the new show on ABC, just started. It's on Tuesday nights at 10. And it's got the girl from Fargo in it. And it's the kid that the police officer finds, you know, I think on the beach, and she's got some sort of superpowers and stuff. It's right up our alley as far as what we'd like, Scotty.
Mm-hmm.
You know? John Clancy Brown, who's so good in just about everything he's ever been in.
He was in Starship Troopers.
He did a voice in Finding Nemo. He was in The Guardian. He was the captain, Kevin Costner's captain, in the Coast Guard up off the coast of Alaska.
I don't know if we've ever interviewed anybody that I've seen almost every movie.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that.
He's
seen
been
that one,
absolutely
that one.
Everything. And he was he's the voice of Mr. Krabs.
Yeah, I think that's what, if he was to talk in my household, that would be.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sure.
That's the show they're not supposed to watch, but they do.
Mm-hmm.
I know I catch them.
How long have they been watching it? Because I don't remember when you said they were watching that.
They're not supposed to be watching it, but I catch them.
Yeah, here I am.
Oh, here I am. Okay.
Hello.
All right.
Yeah, this is great.
Yes, it is. Is this John?
No, this is Clancy.
Okay, Clancy it
we
is.
We were discussing it because your bio
John?
Came.
I don't know.
Your bio comes out and it goes, John, and then it's Clancy.
That's why. My apologies, Clancy. How are you?
I'm good. What's the buzz there?
Well,
I know what's happening.
Up in New England, we got some clouds this week. You know, the foliage is popping, so it's a nice time, other than a little bit of rain this week, to be in New England. Where am I talking to you from, sir?
I'm in Jersey City, and the foliage is not quite popping here yet.
Give it a little bit of time.
All right.
So we were just talking, Clancy, about the new show, Emergence, which is on ABC Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock. And it's a show for Roadkill and myself on the show here, right up our alley, right? They find a young kid on a beach. She's got some sort of powers. There's a government sort of conspiracy involved. It sounds like a really cool show. Tell us about your character.
Right. Well, if this is your life story, I play your dad.
Okay.
I play Allison Tolman, as you said, finds this little girl at the scene of an accident and does the right thing. She's a police woman. She's the chief of police, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And she takes this little girl in and does the right thing by her. And then all of a sudden, like, crazy stuff starts happening around this girl. People, you know, bad guys come and go and try to kidnap her and all this. So she does what any of us would do, and she, you know, gathers a little girl and takes her back to her house where she thinks she'll be safe. And and there at the house, she's got her dad living with her, and that's me. I'm her dad. And she's got her daughter, who's played by Ashley. How do you say this last name? It always gets me. Auf der Heide. Ashley outer hide.
Sounds good to me.
Yep, we'll go with it.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. She's lovely. and we just suddenly become a family protecting this wayward little girl. And the girl has amnesia. She doesn't know who she is.
Sure.
And, it's worth catching up with on ABC.com.
I loved Alison Tolman. She was great in Fargo. And dude, I love you. I'm just coming off of this. Is going to be tough for me to rectify. Here you are playing a nice guy on the heels of being probably one of the. I don't know if I've disliked a character in a show more than I disliked Jeffco in Billions. Oh my God, you were so good. You were as badass as a badass could be. What a great performance and a great show. Unbelievable.
Well, he got his at the end of last season. So, I don't think we'll be seeing A.G. Jock around.
I know. I love it. This is Clancy Brown, who's on Redemption on ABC on Tuesday night. Shawshank Redemption is also what I meant to say. Emergence is the name of the show. But there's so many things that I could reference you playing in, and yet Laura here is going, oh, in my house, he's Mr. Krabs.
Yep. I have an 8 and 4 year old, so yep, you are one character.
It's got to be, like, to be recognized, you know, by your face is one thing, but wherever you go, I mean, do kids pick up on your voice, even your regular voice, do they pick up on that wherever you go, Clancy?
Well, not so much my regular voice. I mean, sometimes I'll accidentally slip into it and they'll get it, or they'll know and they'll come up and ask me. My son's a rower. He does crew, and you know, his mates, they're all they're all 15, 16 year old guys, and they were anxious to hear the voice and have fun with it. And you know, so it's kind of a cross ages, I think.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
And it's a lot of fun, you know, because some of those other roles that you mentioned, you really don't want children watching that.
Correct. Well, does that give you you go and audition for a voice part? Is it just to get away from some of the bad, like evil characters that you have to play?
Oh no! I mean, I don't do it for psychological reasons. That's what you're saying.
It's more lighthearted.
He sounds like a totally normal guy.
Sounds like a very nice guy.
I would just think that if you play too many dark characters, that doing voiceover for a kids show might like relieve the mental.
For mental health, for a mental health therapy or something. You know, I hadn't thought of it that way.
Thanks.
I mean, I just like getting the check.
That's for putting that in his head.
In it for the money, but it could be saving your mental health.
This
you don't
is
know.
Clancy Brown, a fine
actor.
Yeah, that's
right. You never know.
Part of ABC's Emergence, which is on Tuesday nights at 10. Go ahead, Kelly.
Sorry, Clancy. Another SpongeBob question. Because when I had a daughter, then I found out how funny SpongeBob was. And comedy's not easy. So are you able to have more fun, at least with Mr. Krabs, more lighthearted, or is it similar to other roles?
Oh no, we have great fun. We're all together in a room. Tom Kenny and Bill Fagerbakke and Roger Bumpus and me, we're all together in a room and we're all recording and we're all making jokes and by the time we get it, the show's pretty tight. But you know, there's always little fun things we can do and it's funny already. I mean, we just laugh so much during the session. It takes the whole 4 hours to record an 11-minute episode.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's a long time.
We're laughing too hard at all the bits and all the stuff that we're making up as well. You know, Tom is an ex stand up, so he's always on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very fun, very kill. Fun stuff. And I can't stop laughing at I can't stop laughing at Patrick. I mean, every time he opens his mouth, I just start laughing.
Go ahead, Rokil.
So that was going to be my question to you. Do you go in and like bang out a couple episodes a day? Do you guys go in a week at a time? How is usually the schedule for that?
Yeah, we usually go in once a week to do one episode. Sometimes we'll do more than one, but that's rare. That's very rare.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's always stuff. There's always cleanup stuff we have to do. We have to do ADR. We have to do pickups from other episodes and stuff like that. Or somebody goes on vacation or whatever it is, you know. But it's a highlight of my week to go in and do that show.
I always wonder with all the projects, whether and the TV shows, you've been so many TV shows I can't even count, and the movies that you've been in where I've enjoyed you, when you're doing a project, you don't know how it's going to turn out. So much of it is in the hands of so many other people other than your performance. But, you know, when you're recording a movie, you don't know if it's going to be seen by 10 people or 10 billion people. Yet, here we are, how many years removed from The Shawshank Redemption, Clancy, where that's probably one of the most played movies on television. But when you were making it, you had no way of knowing it was going to have the legs it has, right?
Yeah, exactly right. And actually, when it came out, it didn't get a lot of box office right off the bat. You know, it was really when it got to cable and VHS and played on TV that people discovered it. So, yeah, we all thought it was a good movie. You know, we all thought it was a good script, and we all thought it ended up being a good movie. But then people have to go see it. You never know if anybody's going to go see it.
And, right, right.
And people didn't initially, and then it got the Oscar buzz, and then it got played on TV a lot. And I think it just got re-released on a big screen. Mm. And I ran into Tim Robbins at a festival the other day, and he said, you know, there's a whole couple of generations that have never seen it on the big screen. He thinks he thought it was really cool. I realized that's actually right. It's kind of like Star Wars.
Right.
You know, when I was a kid, I went and saw it 50 times in the theater. Mm-hmm. But there's been generations of kids that have never seen it in the big screen.
Well, it's one of many great performances by you, and look forward to Emergence, ABC Tuesday nights, 10 o'clock. A real pleasure, and thanks for all the roles and all the great movies and shows we've seen you in. Really appreciate you taking some time to be with us this morning, Clancy.
Yeah, thank you so much, and thanks for the mental health tips.
No problem. That's what I'm here for.
He felt good about himself going into the interview. Now he's got to question everything. I love it. Thanks, Clancy. Take care, brother.
All right, you too.
You too. Bye-bye.
I love how I make a mistake like that, you guys. So you just made a guest.
How was that? Does that make sense? We've talked to a lot of people that play in roles that are always like the Law and Order folks. We've talked to them, and it takes an emotional toll on you when you always play the same type of kind of character.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and so that's why I would think.
I think that it was just kind of funny, given he's had so many different roles. Not all are like that. Whereas the people that star in Law and Order that have been doing it for like 25 or 100 years are doing the same six storylines every single week. That can weigh on you, you know.
Yeah.
But he's a good bad guy, man.
Yes, he is.
See, and I would think if you're a bad guy that many times, you'd want something like SpongeBob.
It's fun, though, to be a bad guy. I want to be a bad guy.
Yeah, but
I want to be a bad guy in a movie. I want to be the meanest.
But you can't.
I would crush a bad guy role.
No.
Listen.
No. Oh, dude, I would.
No,
I would think you would be fine at it for, say, one, two movies. But if every role that you're taking is a bad guy, that when people see you getting off the airport, they're not thinking of you as SpongeBob because your voice is different. They're looking at you as, he's such a jerk.
They're dumb.
Yeah. Well, you could not pull it off.
I could play a psycho. I know I could play a psycho. 100%.
You played like the guy that cracks under pressure quickly. The guy who, if they want...
Pick a movie role. Tell me what movie role I would play. The guy that cracks under pressure.
I think you'd be the guy behind the counter at the 24, like, the convenience store. You're kind of sweaty looking.
Pick a movie. Pick a movie and tell me I'm that guy. The guy that cracks under pressure. I would make a great psychopath. The guy that is just ruthless and brutal. I could do it.
No, you couldn't. No.
You telling me I'm Judge Reinhold in friggin' Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Who's the guy that wanted to buy...
He throws the chicken out the window when he's driving down the road.
Who's the guy that wanted to buy 10,000 marbles?
The guy that wanted to buy 10,000 marbles?
On the college movie Animal House.
Oh.
I'm that guy?
You're Otter. Otter... No, Otter was the lead guy.
No, you're the little... You're
I know what you're talking about. Flounder?
Yeah, Flounder.
I'm Flounder.
You're Flounder.
That's who I am. Who's Roadkill? Well, like, if we were casting, if we were saying the role that Roadkill would be perfect for in a movie, what would it be? Because I'll tell you right now, he'd be Booger in Revenge of the Nerds.
I'm trying to think.
You are Booger.
So you're not going by what they look like?
No. Just his personality. Like, just a negative little, you know, pissant kind of guy.
Annoying little.
Yeah, annoying. Yeah. You know who he is? I'll tell you who he is. Toy Story? He's the neighbor, the crazy neighbor that did bad things to the dolls. That's you.
The kid with a white skull on his shirt. Later on, when you watch Disney movies, he's the trash guy.
That's you. That's awesome. Right there. Laura, you know who you are?
You're like...
You're Sally in the Peanuts. You're Sally. Linus's...
What's Julia Roberts' niece's name? Is it Erica Roberts? No,
I know the Roberts you're talking about.
Yeah, you remind me of her.
What movie character?
A tad bit better than everybody else.
What movie character?
You're Dolly Parton in 9 to 5.
I don't remember that.
You're Legally Blonde.
I like that one.
Yeah, kind of. But, you know, I mean, she's a lawyer. I mean, you know.
Housemates?
House Bunny. Oh, you're Anna Faris in House Bunny.
I love Anna Faris.
You are Anna Faris in House Bunny.
I'll take it. I will take it.
Oh, that is so good.
I would make sure all those girls were good and taken care of.
Hey, hold on. This is her.
This here is Harmony. And Carrie May. What is that? Like a Yoda thing or what?
Oh, no. It's just this thing I do to remember people's names.
Natalie.
Greg.
That's you.
That is so you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm so excited. She's like my dream character.
You're her in
Natalie.
Natalie.
How did you have that on cue?
Coming right back.
This is Greg in the Morning Buzz.